morning. Good morning, you beautiful, beautiful people. It's the Prince of Positivity here, wishing you all a happy mother effing Thursday. It feels good on this mellow Thursday. Just a quick update. All the people that I talked about, I believe it was last week, said it had gotten sick and gotten COVID and everything like that. They are all pretty much good for the most part. Everybody's pretty much back to, I think only one person's in quarantine. Everybody else is back to doing regular everyday things. So hopefully we get that to 100% where everybody is good, but you know, it's all a waiting game. So no need to rush it, but so far so good. That's pretty much all we can ask for at this point. So hopefully all the rest of you are doing perfectly fine and are in tip-top shape and good health and whatnot, but you didn't come here for that. But the update is still good, even though you didn't come here for that. What you did come here for, though, was that good helping of a nice daily dose. So, of course, if you didn't already know, it's time for that beautiful, wonderful, oh, so beneficial daily dose. What is your motivation for doing what it is that you are aiming to do? Is it the potential financial investment? Is it the financial benefit? Is it fame? Is it the attention of others, whether it be men, women? Is it the recognition that you could potentially get from your peers or the people that you deem as mentors? Is it just to accomplish a goal? Is it for the satisfaction of knowing that you actually did something that you set out to do? What is your motivation for achieving the things that you want to achieve within your life? Mine is a multitude of things. You know, this platform, like I've talked about before, you know, it's not something that I initially thought this is going to be what I did, you know, but it happened like that. My motivation for this is to help people. You know, my motivation isn't to, you know, make money from this or become famous from this. It's to help. Now, if any of those things happen along the way, cool, but it's not the thing that I'm seeking. But, you know, whatever comes with it, I'm perfectly fine. But it's the primary focus and the primary goal within this is to help those. And that's the motivation that keeps me going to continue to record. Like I've said plenty of times before, it doesn't matter if I'm just recording or doing this podcast for one listener alone. If I'm able to help one person, that's good enough for me, because at least I didn't drop the ball with that person. You know, if I was so focused on the aspect of how many people that listen to me, then I probably would have completely fallen off a long time ago. But that's the point that I'm trying to make, is that what is your motivation that keeps you going? You know, some of you link things to material possessions. I don't necessarily agree with that. That's just my personal opinion on that, because I feel that material things can, you know, they can disappear. And then what happens when the one thing that is your motivation, that you link your motivation to, disappears? What happens when it just goes away? What happens when it ceases to exist? Then what will you do? Will you focus your determination on getting it back, so that way you can reassess what it is that motivates you to accomplish your goals? See, I usually like to get people to believe in themselves first. This is why I always say that priority, you making yourself a priority, is the most important thing, because you don't really have to rely on anyone else except for yourself. You can look at the accomplishments that you have done and that you have succeeded in within your life and look at that as a benchmark to know, I went here and I made it to here, and I want to go here now. When you're able to see your progress, it makes things a lot easier. When you're able to see where you were where you've been throughout that whole time and where you are now. And you're able to basically put a tally on each thing and say, you know what? I was here and I got to here within this amount of time. And then from here, I got here and then went to here in this amount of time. When you're able to see growth, it encourages you even more. So one thing I recommend, and this is just the probably the simplest thing you can do in terms of trying to motivate yourself, is start writing down, you know, dates when you started something, when you did the next thing, when you accomplished one thing that you started, when you had the idea of something, and when that idea came into fruition. Start writing those down and put dates next to them, so that way you can always go back and see where you were before, what you did after that, what you did after that, what you did after that. It's encouraging. It's encouraging to go back and then see what you've done. And at the same time, it also is a nice little catalyst to hold you accountable for the things that you haven't done. Because you can look back and you can say, I had this idea to do this, or I started this, but nothing came out of it. Why is that? And if you're able to hold yourself accountable, that adds a level of maturity to you, especially if you're able to look at it objectively and say, you know what? I dropped the ball on this. It's time to put this into action, because I don't want this to be a blemish on the things that I've set out to accomplish and the one thing that I haven't accomplished. So it's all about making sure that you have a healthy motivation, because when you have things that you've accomplished and you have the progress right in front of your eyes, nobody can take that away from you. Nobody can take what you have already done away from you, because you've done that. You've made the progress on your own. This is why I say the journey is always more important than the outcome or the destination. A lot of people want to get there very quick without having to put the work in. But if it goes away, do they really appreciate it? But if you've taken the time, put in the work, held yourself accountable, kept yourself motivated, and put the work and time in, you appreciate it more. And at the end of the day, you can at least write your story and say that this is what you've been through, this is how I got here, and this is how I can help you get there as well on your terms. It's all about paying it forward. You should always want to help the next person. So, with that said, you're beautiful. I love you. You're all very fucking amazing. And as always, stay humble, hustle hard, spread that love. Get out there and find your motivation and achieve the things that you want and need to achieve. And until next time, salud.